It's that time again for Soundtrack of the 60s with Neil Stevens. Here's Neil.
Hey, welcome to Soundtrack of the 60s, and thank you, Marquise, for showing us the way down the music road. And Jill, thanks for the great introduction. You're doing a great job. Yeah, I think Carl ought to give you a raise. Hey, Carl, you hear that? Jill needs a raise. Hey, I want to welcome everybody into this very special edition of Soundtrack of the 60s. And this is the first of two special editions. Yes, a double play, sort of, or a double header. This month, for the month of March, I picked out all the songs. For the month of April, Carl picked out all the songs. Now, he always does that anyway. But in this case, we'll say it's Carl's favorite songs from the 60s. Okay, now we're going to talk about my list, and then we'll talk about Carl's list next month. For my list, I've got some songs from the late 50s, because there were some wonderful tunes then. And then we go into the 60s also. And then at the end, boy, wait till you hear what's at the end. My all-time top 10. That's right. So you could take guesses out there, you know, with your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your brother or your sister or somebody. Hey, I wonder what's in Neil's top 10. You know, maybe if you get all 10, you can give each other a prize out there. We'd have a prize here, but the prize closet is empty. It's always empty. Yeah. Jill, is that your fault? Are you responsible for the empty prize closet? I don't know. Anyway, let's start off this song. Okay, this show, Soundtrack of the 60s with Neil Stevens picks. Okay, and the first one we're going to play. Now, we're going to start 1969, and we've got three songs from the 10 years, each of the 10 years in the 60s. So we'll go 1969 first. And let's start off with Sugar, Sugar, the Archies.
Sugar on it, honey.
Well, there you have the Archies, the made-up group, sort of, right there. The Archies, very large hit in 1969 by the group that wasn't really a group. It was all a cartoon show, all of a cartoon show that came to life with a number one hit song. Ron Dante and Tony Wine were making commercials and doing other voice work in New York City when producer Don Kirshner, who produced the Monkees, brought this song over, and the rest is history. Sugar Sugar, part of the Archies TV show, co-writers Andy Kim and Jeff Barry, song released in 1969, was on Billboard's Hot 100 for 22 weeks, 4 weeks at number one. That was September into October, 1969. So that's the story about the Archies. Yep, the Archies. And Ron Dante and Tony Wine and a couple other voices, there they were. Okay, so let's go to the next song on a list I created. This was one of the great songs by Elvis Presley. Some people say it's his best. Some people say other songs are his best. But let's just pick this one from 1969. Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be?
We have Elvis right there, Suspicious Minds, and it was 1 week on the chart at number one. Okay, that was in 1969. Okay, so there you have it. And then the next song for 1969, this comes from one of the greatest groups of all time, some say the greatest group of all time, the Rolling Stones. This is a fascinating song. Yep, the Rolling Stones made Honky Tonk Woman a hit in 1969. And the flip side, I love this song too, is You Can't Always Get What You Want. They play that in their concerts all the time. We saw the Rolling Stones last summer, and they sang Honky Tonk Woman, too. How about that? So, let's hear Honky Tonk Woman and then talk a little more about the Rolling Stones. Yep, the Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Woman, from 1969. 4 weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. How about that? Now, my wife Linda and I were at a concert last summer for the Rolling Stones, and we've seen them many times, actually. And we tried not to get seats way down front, but we try not to get seats way in the back either. We've seen great shows, though. Honky Tonk Woman came out just around the time after guitarist Brian Jones' death, Rolling Stones guitarist. He had just left the Stones. The song originally called Country Honk. How about that? Now, that changed and rocked to the top with cowbells and saxophones to become Honky Tonk Woman. How about that? So there you have it. Hey, we move into 1968 now. We are moving into 1968, and we're going to have Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye is going to come on with one of the greatest songs ever. I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Take it, Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
you have it. I heard it through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye. And that's from 1968. On the charts for 7 weeks. And it did hit number one. So there you have it. Marvin Gaye. And that's a great one. The next one we're going to play for 1968. Dock of the Bay. This is by one of the greatest singers of all time. Sadly, he left us way too soon. But he liked being on the bay, sitting there and just enjoying life. Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I had nothing to live for, look like nothing. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same.
Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay here on Soundtrack of the 60s with Neil. You got 4 weeks on the charts there for Otis Redding and Dock of the Bay. What a great song. I mean, Otis Redding, boy, check out all his songs. They just, wow. I mean, maybe they all should be number one. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they grade these songs, but they have a way. They have a way. Now, this next one was on the charts for 3 weeks. Dock of the Bay, it was 4 weeks. How about that? But Simon and Garfunkel got together and sang all about Mrs. Robinson.
To help yourself. Look around.
Yeah, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Well, I was a Brooklyn Dodger fan. Where's Duke Snyder when we need him? And Willie Mays was with the New York Giants over there at the Polo Grounds. Yep. He didn't cheat, but some of the other Giants players did. They admitted it. So I'm just saying they admitted it. You know, let's not get into that now, but I did open the can of worms. Okay, so you had Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. Hey, anybody out there listening know Mrs. Robinson's first name in the movie The Graduate? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody out there? Carl? Anybody know Mrs. Robinson's first name? Well, I'll tell you. She didn't have one. And there you have it. She didn't have one. How about that? A little trick question there for you. Yep, from me, Neil at the Wheel, taking you down the freeway of oldies. We move into 1967 now. And we're going to light it up. It's going to get real hot now. One of the greatest groups ever. Also, all these groups are great. My goodness. The Doors, Light My Fire.